Lady, I wouldn't say that. You might be talking into the candid microphone.
The Candid Microphone, starring Alan Funt as Candid Mike, with Raymond Edward Johnson as narrator, Joe Graham director, and music by Bernard Green. Candid Microphone brings you the secretly recorded conversations of all kinds of people as they react in real life to all kinds of situations. No one ever knows when he's talking into the Candid Microphone.
Parents, Board of Education, teachers, and friends.
This week, as it must to all men, graduation day came to the grammar school students in Demarest, New Jersey. And it sounded about the same in schools from Maine to Oregon. As usual, Candid Mike went behind the scenes of the big event by catching the candid scene of rehearsal. There were pigtail girls and awkward boys with fidgets and changing voices, all getting their last-minute coaching for their graduation exercise. Now, you may not catch all the words in the excitement of rehearsal, but the scene will all come back to you. Shh. Here comes the teacher.
Don't stop your feet, boys and girls. You're not alone in the living room now. You're on the stage. That's it. Keep your feet down. You too, Bob. I'm speaking to you as well as the others. Go on.
To Mrs. Shirley Busey, our school nurse, the class squeezed this thermometer to be used in taking the temperature of anyone who feels sick after report cards are handed out.
Go ahead. To Edward Happyburger, John Kelly bequeathed his loud voice and gift of gab in this poem. To little Eddie, Johnny Lee, his loud voice and gift of gab. In 1950, he hopes to see him in Tenafly High's chemistry lab.
Good, Janet, but a little bit louder, please.
To Robert Landy, James Schreiber bequeathed the paper route, trusting he will serve the people as faithfully as he has.
The word is bequeathed. That's better. Go ahead.
To Marjorie Willis, Lorraine Vanderbeek bequeathed this knife. Since Marjorie wants to become a surgeon, Lorraine wishes her to use the knife to cut up her first patient. Good luck, Marjorie. To the seventh grade, we, the graduates, bequeath our classroom, desks, books, our seating assembly, and all the eighth grade privileges. And last but not least, we leave a friendship.
That was very nice, Janet. And you weren't nervous as you used to be, were you?
When I get nervous, I shake my head.
But you just leave it the way you did today, and I'll be very proud of you. Eugene Bellucci, let's see. Shall we take yours first, or shall we take yours? Well, let's hear Eugene.
Mr. Campbell, will you please step up on the stage?
Sure.
Mr. Campbell, the boys of the baseball team and I wish to present you with this gift in appreciation for all you did for our team. Thank you very much.
And then what are you going to do?
Shake
hands with him?
Yeah.
I'll be sure that you give that to Ray. Come on, Peggy.
Mrs. Kramer, will you please come up to the stage?
Don't be nervous. There's nothing to be nervous about. Now, and look, don't look back. Stand still. Don't shake your head.
And Mrs. Kramer, may we present to you, this token of our sincere appreciation to your...
Read it if you don't remember.
Mrs. Clare, may we present to you this token of our sincere appreciation of your efforts and in our behalf.
I didn't hear the thank you.
Thank you.
Following that, Mr. Willis will come up to present the diploma. Then when that ceremony is over, we're going to sing the class song. Don, are you listening? When you're up here, I play the actual introduction.
Times now have all gone by.
life for you now. So just listen to me now. This is something that hasn't happened to very many boys and girls in grammar school. Have you heard the program on the air called The Candid Microphone? How many have? How many of you have? I always find, well, you're going to be on that program.
Glamorous life of the newspaper man. You've seen him in the movies, the guy with a hat on the back of his head and his feet on the boss's desk. Yes, sir, in seven easy, breezy reels, he knocks out 10 men, outwits the police, catches the killer, and gets the girl. And after all that, he still looks like Dick Powell. But what does the real reporter sound like in action? Well, the editor of the largest paper in the world was an accessory in Candid Mike's plot to catch a candid picture of a big-time crime reporter in action. In the press room at police headquarters, a phone rings, and an old-time reporter answers an emergency call from his city desk. Pardon me. There's a break in the murder case, the editor snaps. You can crack the case if you make a certain guy talk. In 20 minutes, the news hawk is on the spot, trying to squeeze a story out of that certain guy, who just happens to be Candid Mike. Listen.
I mean, after all, if you have something that's going